Good evening, church. I am aware that we all speak with some kind of accent. I speak with New York accent, right? And you guys, and you speak with a Pittsburgh accent. Actually, I come from Nigeria. I came in last month. And I live and I work in Nigeria. Every summer, the diocese of Altoona, Johnstown, and some other dioceses in the country join in what we call missionary cooperative plan. And so they invite different religious congregations to come and share their missionary experience with the people of the diocese. I happen to be invited this year to come and speak on behalf of my congregation, the Missionary Society of St. Paul. And I am aware I speak with a certain kind of accent, just as you do, but mine is New York, and yours. The readings this day warn us against what we call idolatry, particularly the idolatry of greed. St. Paul enumerates different kinds of sin, and he said we must avoid a particular sin, greed, which is almost like worshiping another god. All of us, we have within us a certain degree of greediness, envy, avarice, and above all, vanity, excessive self-focus. Sometimes we think we are very important, and we spend more time looking at ourselves, taking care of ourselves than necessary. Vanity. We all must have a sense of pride, a certain dignity, self-dignity. But when it becomes excess, that is when vanity sets in. And this evening we see a man who was very vain. Blessed. He's worked very hard. There is no indication that he cheated anybody. There is every indication that he worked hard, produced large harvest. He has worked hard, and now it's time to enjoy. But there's something wrong with the picture, as we all see. What was lacking in the picture is the absence of the giver of the gift. The absence of God. His word was I, myself, and me. Self-centered. He forgot where he got the gift. He forgot the giver of the gift, God himself. Sometimes a society ends up that way. Sometimes when we are poor, when a society is poor, it's more religious, more God-centered. But when it becomes rich, it forgets the author of all life. We forget where we are coming from. That is what was wrong with the picture this evening. The man forgot his origins, his pedigree, the giver of the gift. There's a song we sing, we plant a seed and scatter, but God gives the blessing. He blesses. And so we thank him. The man was self-focused. And so God said, well, this night, you'll give me back your life. Because everything we have comes from God. And when we forget it, when we forget that we are from God and returning to God, that makes us a fool. The psalmist says, in his riches, man lacks wisdom. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. The man in his wealth forgot his origin. Sometimes we do. Sometimes a society does. Sometimes an individual does. The rich often has no need for God. We can explain everything. We can answer everything. Who needs God? You don't need God. Why do you have to go to come to church? Why do you have to pray? Why do you have to believe in God? God is irrelevant. It was the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. God is dead and science killed him, he said. God laughs at us because occasionally he reminds us that he's still in control. An earthquake, a major disaster, and then we see how vulnerable we are, an illness. That same God who blessed us, or who blesses us, tells us in the gospel, Jesus says, use money, tainted as it is, use it for your salvation. The things given to us, are given for eternal life. And one of the ways we use what we have to achieve eternal life is to support the work of those who are preaching the gospel. As Christians, every single one of us, we are called to become missionaries, or what our present Pope calls missionary disciples, to go out and preach the gospel so that others can come to God. It is God's intention, his plan, that all of us should come to the knowledge of him and so gain everlasting life. And so as brothers and sisters, as those who are baptized, we are expected to go out and preach the gospel. That is what missionaries do. Some leave their land, their home, their family, and go to distant lands. Others do within the land, within the country. In fact, at the back of the church there is the advert, help support home mission. The Catholic Extension Society is one of those that's helped to build home mission. But whether we support missions at home or missions abroad, it is our responsibility as Christians to preach the gospel. And that is why I have come, to share the story of the Missionary Society of St. Paul, a Nigerian foundation established about 40 years ago by the Catholic bishops of Nigeria as a mark of gratitude for the gift of the faith we have received through the missionaries who came to our land. They came, made a lot of sacrifice. Some made the ultimate sacrifice, and they turned a pagan land to practically a Christian land. And the Catholic bishops in 1977 said, it's not enough that we have received the faith. We in turn now must go out and share it. And that is why they set up our seminary, the Missionary Society of St. Paul. So that today we have over 300 priests working in 10 countries of Africa, 5 countries of Europe, in 17 dioceses here in the United States, and in the Caribbean, and in Canada. I've come to appeal to you to come with us to our missions, especially our missions in Africa, where the need is most. In the bulletin, it has been well detailed what we do and how you can help. But I just want to summarize it in this way. There are 3 areas of focus. In places like Malawi and South Sudan, our priests who are preaching the gospel are also helping to provide basic amenities like clean water to the people. Why? Because in these places, because of famine, because of civil war, because of poverty. There's no water. So we sink boreholes in some places to help give people clean water. In Malawi, we run orphanages for children of victims of AIDS. The same thing in Liberia. The same thing in Gambia. In Nigeria and in other African countries like Cameroon and Chad, we also have established basic primary schools where children are trained, are educated, and then brought into the Catholic faith. I'm inviting you, come with us. Help us educate the illiterate. Help us give clean water to those lacking it. Help us give food to the hungry. I live in Nigeria. I work in Nigeria. I work in a seminary, in our own seminary. And there we train young men to become priests. Nigeria is a very young society. It's a very young church. It has all the advantages of the young. We still have a lot of vocation, large families, young men and women eager to embrace the priestly life or religious life. Parents happy and supportive of their children and grandchildren going to the seminary. So every year we have a lot of applications, but we can only take a certain number, 20, 30 people. By the end of their 9 years of training, maybe 10, 15 would survive. We can take more if we have the means. And so I'm asking you, help us to train a seminarian. I'm very happy to see Mark. Shortly now, not long from now, he's going to be a priest. A blessing to the church. A blessing to the diocese. In Nigeria, we have many vocations. We have many seminarians. Young men who want to be priests. Young women who want to be religious. Running schools. We still have Catholic schools, in public schools, religion is still, prayer is encouraged. In Catholic schools, a lot of young people end up considering the religious life of priestly life. We can take more of them if we have the means. Here in the United States, Mark can confirm that. It takes between $20,000 and $25,000 to train one seminarian over a period of time, 7 years, 8 years. That amount will train 10 seminarians in Nigeria. With $20,000, $25,000, you train one seminarian here in the U.S., in Nigeria, that trains 10 seminarians. But work it out and see. Consider training a seminarian to become a priest. That is a big gift to the missions. What we have is given to us so that if we cannot go to the missions, through what we give, we go. So some go to the missions by literally going. But some go to the missions by giving to the missions. Through your support, through the second collection we are going to take, now you go to the missions. Or when you train a young man to become a priest, you have sent a missionary. God has blessed us not to make us self-centered, not to make us worship ourselves, not to make us selfish, but He has blessed us so that we, in turn, we bless others. And those whom we bless are always grateful. And on their behalf, on the behalf of all the children, the old men and women, the poor and the needy, in our various missions in Africa, I thank you for supporting the second collection that will be taken for the missions. If you write a check, if you want to write a check, please write it in the name of the parish. I'm out of Soros Parish. With the memo, missions, it will still get to us. We are blessed. The world is blessed. And if we share what we have, there'll be enough for everybody's needs. But if we are greedy, as often happens, a lot of us will be hungry. A lot of people will be left uncared for. Please support the work of missionaries and pray for missionaries and pray for vocation for the diocese of Alton, Johnstown, and for the dioceses within the country. Pray for vocation within the church. And please, when you can, support a seminarian. Help train a priest. And God does not forget. The Lord whom we serve cannot be outdone in generosity. And so I thank you again for listening. And thank you for the second collection that will be taken. Oh, the envelope is already in the bulletin. So you take it home and please bring it next Sunday. And it will be taken to the missions for the work of preaching the gospel. Let us remember, as Christians, we are called to be missionaries. And when we cannot go to the missions in person, we go through our gifts. And our gifts bring praise to God. And He never forgets us.